Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Yes, that's right, y'all. Welcome, world. Welcome to another edition of Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Donnell Ballard, along with my beautiful co-host, Beverly Turner. Welcome to the show, Beverly. What's up?
What's up? Nothing much.
Oh,
my
goodness.
Day in 2017.
Yes, I can't believe it. Our first show for 2017.
I know, right?
How funny is that? A brand new show, brand new year, and a brand new what? Brand new news.
Yep.
Wow. You really can't ask for an amazing day. We're gonna be talking about a lot of different stuff. I gotta say a big shout out to Deborah Simpson, who will be joining us later on. She'll be joining us later on the show. We're gonna be here all the way up to 9 o'clock tonight. We got a great show. We're on Central Standard Time, so some of y'all that's listening on the East Coast are probably listening. Are saying, "Wait a minute, 10 o'clock? I thought we on for 2 hours." No, we on for three hours. No, we on for 2 hours. But anyway, so how was your? Before we get started into the news and stuff, how was your New Year's weekend?
My New Year's weekend was wonderful. It was a lot of peace and quiet, which was great. And I didn't have to go to work, so that was extra great. I could lay in the bed for a couple more hours until the kids start running around saying they want something.
You know, we give in to the kids. Let's keep it real. We give in to the kids.
Yes.
I can't.
I was so happy that they could go to school today.
Oh, they went back to school today?
Mm-hmm. They went back to school today, so I was so happy.
Wait a minute. Tell me about that. Because I didn't have to go back to work until next week. So how did y'all get a chance to go back to school so quick?
Don't ask me. I know that school was back here today, so I was so happy about the visit today. I don't know about the year-round school, because my daughter used to go to year-round. But I know the traditional school... They're back in school, and I'm happy for it.
Wow. You taught me a lot, because I had no idea that school had started. Was this regular school?
Mm-hmm. This was regular school.
Wow. Regular school, and your kids went back to school. I'm tripping because my son ain't went back to school. I'm ready. Son, go back to school, boy. I'm ready for you to go back to school now. Go back to school, boy. No,
okay.
My son used to not be in
it. You know how kids
are. Well, sometimes he want to go to school, sometimes he don't. It all depends on...
Yeah, that's how my daughter is.
If brain making him mad, he want to go to school. Is that crazy or what?
That's just like kids. That's how it is with us. They be like, "I don't want to go to school." Then next minute, they do want to go to school. Then I'm like, "Oh, I cannot wait till y'all go to school, because y'all want to be up all night."
Mm-hmm. That's how they do. They want to be up. They want to be up all night, and I tell my son all the time, "No, son, well, I get to go to my granny house, and guess what I get to do?" I said, "What do you get to do?"
Be up all night.
I get to be with my granny. "No, son, you still have to go to school, okay?" You still have to go to school, okay? So, tell us what's going on in the world of news today.
Well, Hillary Clinton attended the Trump ordination, where they put him in, they transitioned over Obama, and then they put him into the office. And not only is Hillary Clinton going to go, President George Bush and his First Lady Laura Bush will attend as well, and he said that he knows that some people are angry because he did not vote, for Trump. But this is going to be a peaceful thing. And he said on Election Day, Trump said that was sad that he did not vote. But Bush's father would not be able to attend, even though he voted for Hillary Clinton as well, but because of his health issues. So he would not be able to do. I don't know if you've seen on Twitter, though, where on New Year's, where Donald Trump put up there and he said, "Happy New Year's to everyone, even my enemies as well. Happy New Year's to you all."
That man is something else. I don't know what to say about him. I think he's just as nutty as a suitcase, if you ask me. I never see nobody stay on social media like he do. I really haven't seen nobody. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, you know what? I cannot say I never seen nobody say anything of the thoughts because, you know, it reminds me of Muhammad Ali earlier today. And everybody who don't know who he was a boxer, you know, he passed away. And he used to say that he did not. Well, I'm going to say like this. He never said he did not like white people. He said he do not trust white people. And he said his thoughts and stuff. And you see that he had a whole audience of white people. And he was like, you know, blue eye people. And you know what they did? They struck him down of his belt, his heavy champ belt, for 3 times for him speaking what's on his mind.
You know what? The same way he don't trust white folks, it's probably gonna be a lot of white folks don't trust us.
Mm-hmm.
Let's keep it 100. So
yep.
that's how I look at it. That's exactly how I look at it. So what else is going on in the news that we need to talk about?
Well, you already know Drake. I'm going to let you speak on the
Lord.
Drake situation going on.
I plead the fifth on that. But I do want to talk about...
Well, I'll tell y'all.
Okay, go ahead. What did you talk about?
Drake I don't know how he overnight... He's now with Jennifer Lopez. He was just with Rihanna, happily in love. I don't know what's going on with Drake.
Wow. So you saying, say that one more time.
he was just with Rihanna, and overnight, you know, he was with Jennifer Lopez.
But you know what I think is going on? I think Drake is really trying to make Rihanna jealous. Because they, Rihanna likes, yeah, and I'm gonna tell you why I say that. Because they still like each other. Jennifer Lopez,
mm-hmm.
girlfriend, get your ass out the way. Because at the end of the day, still somehow, some way, end up being with Rihanna. That's not gonna ever stop. She might as well get over it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's just what I say. What you think?
I agree.
I can't argue with you. It's crazy. They've been together way too long. So that type of thing is not going to ever happen. It's just not going to stop. But we got to talk about some community news. There's a lot going on in Fort Worth, and people are still angry and upset about the video that went viral. What are your thoughts on that?
I truly think that was a sad moment, and I think people need to wake up and start looking or whatever, and notice that everybody, there's probably not a lot of racist people, but there still is racist people that exist. For one, I think that you putting your hands on a child is already wrong, and he should have did something mm-hmm. and went about it a different way. Go get the mother, tell the mother or whatever, let a mother discipline their child. Let a father discipline their child, because 9 times out of 10, the lady was right. I can tell my kids, you're not going to watch TV today, or you're going to sit in your room and you want to study or whatever. 5 minutes, come back
mm-hmm.
later, I'm all the way in the room, and I come from the bathroom, and I go back there, and they probably got the TV on or something, and I'll be like, well, didn't I just tell you? A
yeah.
kid is not going to always
yeah.
listen to every rule
no.
that a
no,
parent
they're not.
Tell them.
They're not.
So with that being said, he is the adult. He should have been like, let me go to your parents and tell you about littering. Or he should have took that kid
mm-hmm.
to the side and said, look, it's not good for you to litter, because if you litter, then this and this is going to happen when you get older. Like I tell my kids, like, okay, well, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
If you get in trouble and you want to have a good job, you ain't going to have no good job, because now you got a record. You got to go through all this sponging, and then people going to look at you some type of way.
But
so,
you know what?
At the
but
end of the day, he should never did that. And the officer was really wrong.
Oh, yeah, very rude, racist. I say racist and rude at the same time. We had
mm-hmm.
a Mr. Fedrick called into the show on yesterday, and
mm-hmm.
he was a chip. But I love Mr. Fedrick. Everything he was talking about was right. We're going to invite him to come on this show because he was giving out some good information about how to deal with these police officers. And he's telling the truth about that. We got to take a quick break, y'all. It's time for us to take a break, pay some bills. When we come back, we're going to have a lot more coming up. You're tuning in to the hottest community talk radio show in the country, USA, News Talk Radio with Donnell and Beverly, right here on Blog Talk Radio.
This is Chili Mose from Los Angeles, California. I lead the International Stop the Violence End Over Love campaign because of the senseless killing of people worldwide. Our goal is to break down the barriers of age, race, gender, and religion to change the mindset of humanity by putting God first and including the young people of the world because they are the future and God is the Alpha and Omega. When we talk about stopping the violence, we talk about four things: liberation, education, jobs, and poverty. Once you liberate the mind, educate the people, bring jobs to the community, those are the solutions to poverty. And when you bring down poverty, guess what? You bring down the violence. You can reach me at www.chilimosemusic.com. This is Chili Mose from coast to coast. Peace, because you know I love you, baby.
Hey, what's going down, everybody? Make sure you tune in to the hottest community radio show Monday through Friday right here on Blog Talk Radio. You never know what we're going to talk about, from community to news to breaking news to special guests on the show. And you can call in and talk to me, your boy Donnell Bella, along with Miss Beverly Turner and Deborah Simpson. Tune in to us Monday through Friday. Remember, if you're talking about it, you already know we're talking about it too. Tune in to us Monday through Friday, 7 p.m. That's Central Standard Time. Call in 347-989-1725. I approve this message.
Visit the website www.getfreegas.tk. That's getfreegas.tk. Are you looking for work? Or do you just need some extra money? Go to www.getfreegas.tk today. Watch the video, create your free account, and learn the easy money formula at getfreegas.tk. www.getfreegas.tk. Go check it out today.
A while back, I had the pleasure of meeting a wonderful young family who had been involved in a very serious car wreck. They didn't know what to do. They were overwhelmed with problems stemming from the wreck. But all the driver that caused the wreck could say was, "I'm sorry." I told them that there are times when sorry just doesn't cut it. Then I got to work. If you or a loved one have been injured in a car wreck or 18-wheeler accident, I'm sure you're dealing with problems too. Medical bills, lost wages, transportation, and getting real compensation for your pain and suffering. I'm Attorney Roderick White. I'm your problem solver. Every client and every case is important to us. Car wrecks, 18-wheeler accidents, all serious injury claims. Call us anytime, 24/7, for a free consultation at 214 or 817 I Got You. That's 214 or 817 446 8968. Or visit us online at igotyou.net.
This is Chili Mose from Los Angeles, California. I lead the International Stop the Violence End Over Love campaign because of the senseless killing of people worldwide. Our goal is to break down the barriers of age, race, gender, and religion to change the mindset of humanity by putting God first and including the young people of the world because they are the future and God is the Alpha and Omega. When we talk about stopping the violence, we talk about four things: liberation, education, jobs, and poverty. Once you liberate the mind, educate the people, bring jobs to the community, those are the solutions to poverty. And when you bring down poverty, guess what? You bring down the violence. You can reach me at www.chilimosemusic.com. This is Chili Mose from coast to coast. Peace, because you know I love you, baby.
Oh, no. No matter what, overflow. I'ma give you about 5 seconds to get close to the nearest place you can turn up back. You in the car, hit the exit.
Over,
pull over.
Over.
Hit the flow, hit the pile.
Over,
it's about to go down. We y'all choosing, we y'all snoozing, we y'all losing, it's more than music.
Weekend, I'm very sad, but they still in the playoffs. A lot of people are asking this question: why in the hell did they let Romo play in the first place? This is what a lot of people saying. A lot of people
question.
Saying, but a lot of people saying that if Romo wouldn't have played, it probably wouldn't have messed up the vibe. But how did we know that Prescott didn't want him to play? Prescott made him say, you know what? Since he thinking that he can do it by himself, let me step out. Let me step out the way.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what his ass can really do. I believe that's what happened. I don't care what nobody say. I believe that is what happened. What you think?
I agree with you totally. But you know, the Cowboys always mess up at least one time. They always got to mess up one time.
Well, Cowboys been. I actually got to admit, I'm a Cowboys fan. I can actually admit that the Cowboys is doing so much better since Prescott is working with them.
Yeah, that is true.
I think the reason that they wanted Romo back in, they wanted Romo to feel like he was doing something. He probably felt I'm not doing anything. Yeah, he probably felt that I'm not doing nothing. Y'all got me setting up doing this, and it ain't working. Let me play.
Mhm.
And that's what he's doing. Playing. All right.
And they
y'all,
let him
let's
play.
Talk about, yep, they let him play. They let him play. Let's talk about this. This weekend is a busy weekend in Dallas Fort Worth. We got the stock show parade, and that's gonna be a 3-hour long stock show parade, y'all, for real. You got the what else we got? What other we got? Oh, we got the mic. You can tell I'm half asleep, y'all. This has been a crazy day for me. I've been up. Y'all know I stay up all night on Facebook, social media. I stay up all night on social media. All right, y'all. We got to talk about this because your girl, Mariah Carey, it's obvious y'all seen it this week on ABC, New Year's Eve celebration. Oh, my goodness. Beverly, what did you think about that? They claim it was technical difficulty. That's what they said. They said it was. They claimed that it was technical difficult problems that they had with the production. But the production company said, "Oh, wait a minute, wait just a doggone minute. That ain't true. That ain't true." So the question is now, what really happened on that particular night? Did she realize? Did she realize that she messed up completely? Did she realize that she messed up completely? Let's talk about that.
Mariah Carey did mess up on that night. I seen the video. It's all
over.
Oh, my
goodness. Girl, wait. Hold up.
I was saying
the
this
video
about Mariah Carey.
Okay,
I think she forgot
I'm
the words or something. But, like she said, shit happened. That's all she could say for it. But
how do you wait? Hold up. Hold up. How in the hell do you forget your own words? You wrote these words. Nobody else wrote these words. You forgot your own words? Well, hell, even if you forget your own
words. Well, we don't know
words,
that she wrote them.
It don't matter. You sing it 50 million times. Make something up. If you don't know the word, ad lib. Hell, that's what we do in church. I can be singing
a song.
Hey,
did you see what she did? Y'all see that they sang another song, a different song, because they figured that she didn't know the words. So they put on a different song, and she walked off the stage.
I don't blame them. We're gonna need you to perform better than what you've been performing, girlfriend. First,
I think a lot was on her mind.
Okay. I don't give a excuse me, if something's on your mind, man. And it's that damn important. You need not to be. You don't need to be working. You need to call it out. Because in church, that's what we do in black church. I can't say what we do in white churches.
That's
if
what
we
they do.
In
white
no,
churches, they give you a hymn book.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Old school black churches do too. Mm-hmm. Old school black churches. You go to a old-fashioned Baptist church, they're going to use the hymn book.
Or they make up some
but
words
go,
if it's a solo time.
Well, hell, I make up words all the time. When I'm in church singing in a... Now, for real, if I'm in church singing in a choir and I don't know the words, guess what I'm going to do? While the choir is singing, I've done it before. There ain't no shame in my game. I've done it even in the white folks' church. When I sung in the white folks' church, I would start them singing. They'd be like, man, you can sing. I can't sing worth a dime because I was lip singing. But it was in black churches, you can lip, you don't even have to lip sing. You can just sing it. I had a couple of times when I had to lead a song in the choir. Okay, we were singing a song called "That's What's Wrong with the Church Today." We let the devil steal our joy. We don't get in the spirit like we used to. Oh, wait, hold up. I can do that. I can do that on the radio show. But as I was singing, that was why I went to church today. We let the devil steal our joy. Black folks don't care about how you sing that song. They into the dead spirit. That's what's wrong with the church today. We let the devil steal our joy. We don't get in the spirit like we used to. Oh, we need to sing in the spirit. Sing in the spirit. We need to pray in the spirit. Pray in the spirit. We need to say high in the spirit. High in it. Now, you know, damn well, high is not in the spirit. It's not in the hymn book of the song.
Okay.
And everybody said, we need to say, high in the spirit, high in the spirit. The choir go, high in the spirit, high in the spirit.
Yep, that's what they're doing.
And then I said, we need to pimp in
you
the spirit.
Hear that little rhythm,
pimp.
That little beat.
Oh, yeah, and everybody's saying, we need to pimp in the spirit, pimp in the. Wait a minute, did he say pimp? Hey, that
yes,
didn't go
Lord.
Like that. That didn't really go like that, y'all. But I did make up my own word. And that is what I'm trying to say to Mariah Carey. Girl, shut up and sing. Ad-lib, girl. Black folks learn how to ad-lib. You know, being in a black church, we're going to ad-lib. We're going to ad-lib. And we may say something like, bidding a lot. What they call that, Beverly? Thank you, Jesus.
Ad-lib.
They say something like they get into the Holy Spirit, then somebody gets to stand Bin Laden. Oh, it's something about Bin Laden. He said, what?
Oh,
Bin
I know
Laden?
What you're talking
did
about.
He, did he just say Bin Laden? Bin Laden? You know,
and that's what they're going to say. Sister, don't worry about it. He's speaking in tongue right now.
Yeah.
He's feeling good.
Wow. Oh, wow. That's crazy. I got some people. All right, y'all, man. It is 37 after the hour. What you got in the news, girlfriend? What are we talking about? What's hot? What's the hot topic news? Hot topic.
Okay. So they said that Obama has another chance to fix the Africa policy. You know, he gave them a new policy. And I guess they feel like he have not upheld it yet. So he got one more chance to go ahead and do what he said he was going to do. Right now, we have how will North Korea react to Trump's tweet? After North Korean leader Kim declared a nation, which was nearly ready to test a missile powerful enough to reach United States president-elect, Donald Trump responded by tweeting, it won't happen. So they're trying to figure out how will North Korea react to that tweet that Donald Trump said.
Y'all.
That can go anyway.
No, this is what I think. Ain't even in office yet. And already started full of crap. Trump is going to get all of us killed. I'm listening. Go ahead.
Also, you know, the Ford Motor announced on Tuesday that it would not be invested in new monitoring operations in Mexico. Instead, they would create 700 new jobs in Michigan. And, you know, Trump said that he has a way for us to have more jobs. And he's tired of everybody sending model cars and everything to different places. Well, we could do everything right here in the United States of America and stay big on taxes and everything. I'm like, okay, Donald Trump, really?
Wow. That is crazy. And there's a lot, because this thing is going to be coming up on the 20th, right? He gets sworn in.
Mm-hmm. That's where Bush and them is going to, and his wife.
You think that's going to be a good thing?
Well, he said that he knows people are angry, especially people in Dallas, Texas. He said that he knows that they're angry because he did not vote for him. And, you know, his father would not be able to attend because his father is sick. But his father did not vote for him either because they have a tradition of whoever George Bush vote for, that's who they vote for. It always been something that they always did. So they voted for Hillary. But he planned on going, and Hillary Clinton planned on going as well. They have not said anybody else is going so far yet.
Mm-hmm.
But the Republicans started to appear tough on Russia without criticizing Trump, though. That was in the news.
So let me ask you this. Do you think Russia got something up its sleeve? Because that's what it sounds like to me.
I think Russia got something for Trump.
I don't know if it's a good thing or bad thing. See, Trump,
me neither.
Trump, the problem with him, he keeps saying, oh, he's my friend. He trusted too many people. And the people he trusted the wrong people. That man got something up his sleeve. Y'all give us a call if y'all want to get in on the conversation at 347-989-1725. 347-989-1725. I think this is going to be very important that we talk about this. So there's a lot going on, and I don't know if Trump going to be a good president or not.
Yes, I understand. But do you see, because I know you're a Facebook fan, but do you see the toddler who rescued his twin brother from a fallen dresser?
No.
Yes. The twin, he rescued his brother from the fallen dresser. They was conscious, like the parents was conscious about releasing the nanny camera video, but they felt like it helped other families be aware if they have large dressers in their young children's room. And one of the twin sons was pulling the dresser off of his younger brother, and they was only 2 years old. And it's been all over Facebook. Because it fell on his brother, and his brother was crying. Yep, and he pushed it right on off of his brother to save him.
What? That is crazy. So, we got to talk about this because I know this week, next week is the Martin Luther King celebration coming up, and there's a lot going on in the news. And we got Charleston White coming on the show Thursday. We're gonna rebrand Mr. Lewis back on the show to talk about his book about police officers. We're going to bring him back on the book. We also working on next week, y'all, Danny Williams, supposed to be Bill Clinton's son. That's supposed to be his father, Bill Clinton. So we're going to, he brings a big following with him. We're going to bring him on the show next week. Don't have a date yet. But he's really excited about coming on the program. We're going to talk to him about the situation. Supposedly, he was supposed to be having a DNA test taken. And that is going to be very interesting to see what happened with that.
Yes, it is. And you know, our girl Serena Williams is engaged now.
I heard. What you think about that?
I didn't even know she was dating anyone. I don't even really keep up with her like that. But I was just, you know, surfing the web, and I seen that she was engaged. I said, wow, already?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, where have I been?
Yeah. You know, these stars, they do stuff behind our backs anyway. So we kind of won't know what's going on with her until the last minute of it, y'all. All right, we're going to take a quick break. It's 44 after the hour, 7:44. We got a lot of people tuning in to us. If you want to call in and talk to us, 347-989-1725, 347-989-1725, 347-989-17. What did I say? Oh, 1725. I'm sorry. 347-989-1720. Did I say that right?
Yes,
say the number for
right
me, girl.
Now.
Okay.
347-989-1725.
That's right. We'll be right back.
Over.
I'ma give you about 5 seconds to get close to the nearest place you can turn up at. You in the car, hit the exit.
Over.
It's a blow, that's a
over.
It's about to go down. To the edge, beat the blitz.
the music. Now I got the kind of rest that made me a prophet. Speaking in Greece when I'm on the east side. Blessed on the west, all the way to exit 9.
Overflow season, I vacay in the tropics. History, you eat the good of the land. Only if you're willing and obedient.
We're looking for independent artists to be on the show. World Street Hip Hop is back on the air tomorrow night. We got a lot of hip hop music coming up. We got another girl that we are in negotiations talking to, Beverly, that's going to probably be working with us. She actually went to school for radio broadcast. She went to school for radio broadcast. So she'll hopefully we'll hear her voice and she might be working with us. So we're gonna goal is to have a full. Yes, the goal is to have a full team, and she's actually listening to us as we speak right now. So I'm excited.
Okay.
And so we are going to check her out and get and she used to do radio, and she's going to probably be doing some radio with us every night. Also, we are looking for a male. We're going to have, I don't know how this is going to work, y'all. Three women. So we still got Sister Deborah. We got Deborah, because we got you, and we got the new lady. And I need another guy, because I can't be going up against y'all women and one is one dude. No. I can't be going up against y'all. I'ma need the fellas to when y'all hear me on her talking. And y'all hear the women going up against me, fighting up against me? I'm going to need y'all to come strong on the radio and call in and say, hey, you can't do my boy Dunny be like that. Oh, you just can't do him like that. You just can't do my boy world famous DJ Dunny be like that. You just can't do this. But anyway, y'all, it is definitely going down. We are going to have a great show, y'all. We got some. We do got some big plans. We got the Martin Luther King celebration coming up, y'all. That's going to be, January the 16th in Fort Worth, Texas. And that's on a Monday. And school is out. So, y'all remember that school is out. And Beverly, where she lives. Tell us about that real quick, Beverly, because a lot of people are tripping about these schools. So.
Yes, over here in North Carolina, school is in for the kids. I'm so happy. But, you know, when Martin Luther King roll around, they'll be back out for that day, which is a special day for everybody in the African-American community. So they'll have a little parade going on that Saturday in remembrance of Dr. Martin Luther King. So, yes, they went back to school today.
Right.
And they said they was excited to see their friends and, you know, tell their friends about what they have new. And I'm pretty sure the teachers had to calm them down for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
And get them back on track.
Well, you know what? I think that's going to be a really, really good thing. And I'm just excited about 2017. And I want to bring somebody on the show next week to give us to see if we can actually keep our New Year's resolution. What you think about that? Can you keep going?
Well, this year, I really did not do a New Year's resolution. Only thing, I was just so happy. I'm not going to lie to y'all. I was so happy because I passed my one class, and now I only got 4 more classes to go. So I'm like, oh, my God, I'm almost to my biggest dream ever. So my New Year's resolution, I didn't even think about one.
Well, what is your New Year's resolution can be to finish school. What you think about that?
Yeah, that's true. Now, that's absolutely true, and I know I got to do a capstone project soon, but I'm like, I'm so excited. Like, I was like, oh, my God, I'm about to have my master's degree. I don't know what I'm going to do with myself.
Wow. So you will be at – this is so once you finish school this year, you will have your bachelor's degree in radio broadcasting journalism?
I will have my master's degree in new media journalism, and I cannot wait.
So what kind of job can you get when you get through?
Well, I could do photographer. I could do video. I could go around, like, people in the newspaper, ask questions, you know, get on scene and everything. And I have learned a whole lot of stuff dealing with a Mac computer. I did not know how to use a Mac computer at first. But I have learned a whole lot. I could do radio, on-air personality. I can be on TV, ESPN.
Beverly, you already doing that now. You already.
Like, okay.
You are a step ahead of the whole game.
Mm-hmm.
Do they realize that?
I don't think they do. You know, I was kind of sad because one girl, me and her, we started off together, and I felt like me and her should have finished off together. But she had dropped the classes a couple times or whatever, and I tried to talk to her about, like, girl, we almost there. Like, why are you doing this for? Why would you start all the way back over? But then I had to realize my dream and her dream, it might be 2 different things, and, like, she might want to do something way different. So I had to understand from her point of view, but I was like, you almost there. Like, why you keep stopping and stopping and stopping? But then I had to realize everybody's not motivated like I am. You know,
no, they're not.
And
they're
try to go out there every week, even when I'm not doing anything. You know, I try to go out there and still try to come up with news and try to interview people. That way, you know, when we wasn't in class for this last week, I could still interview people. I could still write. I could still talk about stuff, because you don't never want to put that to the side, because once you put that to the side, it can always be to the side. That's how I look at it.
Wow. I like that. I like that attitude. Did she send you the papers back? Did she ever send you the papers?
Oh, no, but I already knew that she was going to be busy. Because she always be like, I'm going to be busy. I'm going to be busy. You got to keep calling me. And I'm the type of person that I'd be like, I do not want to bother no one.
Yeah, she. You know what she have? She called me last night was the first time she called me in a while. And that's because our new paper come out this week. She's been extremely busy. When I get the phone, when I'm not calling her, you busy. So, all right. This week in Fort Worth, the Stock Show Parade. But I want to talk about something else, too. Meek Mill, did you hear about him?
No, I haven't. Tell me about him. What's going on with him?
Meek Mill had a big concert. Oh, my goodness. On Friday night. And 4 people two people was gunned down and killed, and two people was injured. Four all together.
Oh,
at
wow.
At a concert in Connecticut. They had a big concert in Connecticut. And he was doing a concert. But I want people to know that the shooting did not happen on the inside. It happened on the outside. The police department's investigating it to see was it any kind of certain situation that happened, or was it a connection with the concert? So we'll keep y'all
That's
the breath
crazy.
As we get. It is very crazy. We'll keep y'all at breath as we get more details about that. But again, four people was involved in this. Two people was injured and two people was killed. Was gunned down. There was a big shooting that happened in Connecticut as Meek Mill was having a big concert out there. Thank God he didn't get hurt. No one on the inside got hurt. But I do want people to know that this shooting happened on the outside of the club, not on the inside. So some people get it mixed up. Oh my goodness, what happened at the concert? Somebody was shooting at him. No,
yeah.
It was not a shooting at inside the concert. I want people to realize that. Me. We got to talk about your girl, Nicki Minaj. Speaking of Meek Mill and Nicki Minaj, they said over the weekend, Nicki Minaj did not wear her wedding ring. Did not have a ring on at all. What are your thoughts
on that? Oh, wow.
Yes, did not.
Well, my thoughts on that is she engaged still or is she not engaged still? And, you know, I've been looking at Nicki Minaj over the years, and Nicki Minaj could be real flirtatious, okay? You know, she come off as
be
a flirtatious type of woman.
She can be an asshole, too.
I was about to say that.
You don't want to piss her off, because I see her get mad. And her and Meek Mill has not been talking at all. And Meek Mill almost wanted to commit suicide because he felt that he lost the greatest woman. And he was saying he mostly was upset because he claimed that that's his money. Now his money gone.
Mm-hmm.
So the question is, was you dating her for her or was you dating her for the
money?
So
was you dating her for the money?
Like, I think
yeah, but
the
they
money.
Felt like he was dating her for the money and not
yeah,
for
because,
herself. And that's
yeah,
what people need to stop doing.
What man, what real man would say something like that? What normal
exactly.
man will be so depressed over money instead of depressed over the fact that you lost a good woman?
That's another thing. These men and women need to start doing their research on guys who they date and see if they really for them or if they really for just the money, you know, or if they just
That's
around
true.
Just to be around till the next thing come up.
Because, you know, when I was growing up, my grandma always told me, you know, you got to do research on these guys when you dating them and research on these guys when you decide that you want to have a kid by them. So people
yeah,
really
yeah,
need
I mean,
to do their research. When it comes to
right,
her or whatever,
you know,
she should do her research.
Right. I mean, you're right because
if a guy
comes
out his mouth like that, that's not right.
But you know what? You never know a person until you start living with them, until you start getting to know it.
Yeah.
Once you get to know that person, you start seeing a whole different side of that person. And God knows,
yeah.
don't start living with that person. Your ass in trouble. Start living with that person. You start seeing the real reality come out of that person. And that,
yep,
that,
and you know, and that's a good saying. They say I can never marry somebody until I live with them, before I can see how they are as a person,
but
and that's
know,
true.
But you know what? You can live with a person, still don't know that person.
Yep, and I know people who is married today, and they still don't know each other. They've been together 50 some years. I'm like, how you don't know your husband or your
it's
wife?
It's called secrecy.
Mm-hmm.
They live in one life. And during that time, and then at nighttime, they live in a whole totally different life.
Yeah,
you thinking one thing, and it's another. Look at Jerry Springer. Happened on Jerry Springer every day.
Yep.
You dating
that
this
is absolutely
that
true.
This, oh, I know my man. My man don't never cheat on me. You don't know your man, because if you knew your man, And then you have to look at this, and I have to talk to the ladies about this, and the fellas, especially the ladies.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all asses trust too many men. That y'all when y'all get with that person, y'all trust them too much. And you gotta think about this. If you gotta be with that guy, and you gotta hold on the guy, you gotta go everywhere with that guy. That means you have lost some kind of trust with that person. That means your ass don't need to be with that person. If y'all getting into an argument every single day, and y'all constantly getting into fights and acting a fool, you don't need to be with that person. I'm gonna be honest. I love my single life. I'm gonna tell you why. I ain't gotta put up with no ignorant ass person. I can do what I wanna do. I can go where I want to go. I ain't got to worry about nobody coming telling me, oh, you can't go here. You can't go. You better come back. No, you can't tell me that. Because I'm living
true.
In peace. All I got to do is raise my son, and that's it. So that's what we're talking about tonight. Shout out to
and
us.
And I absolutely agree.
Everybody that's tuning in to us. shout out to everybody tuning in to us. And we're gonna talk more. You got anything you want to say? You want to add to that?
Yes, I do want to add to that. Yes, that is true. You know, I'm not gonna lie. You know, I loved my single life when I was single, but I'm not single no more. I'm engaged, but at the time, I did love my single life. But yeah, when you're in a relationship, you're gonna have to deal with their attitude. Your attitude, you got to make it work, you got to make it fit,
mm-hmm.
and then you got to see if you really, really love this person, if you really want to be with this person. And, you know, I noticed over the decades or whatever, a lot of people be with people, and then eventually they get low self-esteem because of the person who they're with. See, me personally, I have a mouth for me. I know my flaws, but you got to learn the other person's flaws as well. So I know that sometimes my mouth get beside me and I don't think. And sometimes I come off like a male supposed to come off. But at the same time, like I tell my fiance, oh, no, you ain't going to play me. That's exactly how I am. If I don't think something don't sound right, it ain't right in my head.
Right.
But that's just me.
Likely,
but sometimes you got to sit down and talk.
And most likely, that's the key. That's the key. Now, y'all think I'm an expert. I ain't no expert, but I can tell you because I've been around enough relationships to know. The number one key in a relationship, y'all, I'm going to be real with y'all, communication. If y'all ain't got
communication,
that relationship ain't going to work. Now, I can sit up there and have the communication, but that other person, if she doesn't have the communication, it ain't going to work anyway. Communication in a relationship is number one. Somebody asked me one day, they said, well, why are you not in a relationship? Because I don't want to be in a relationship. How about that? I got an opportunity right now to be in a relationship. I don't want to be in a relationship. I'm not ready for that right now. I'm having the most fun of my life. But at the same time, I'm a single parent raising my son by myself. And somebody said, you don't have a problem with that? Oh, no, I don't have a problem with it. I love it.
Yeah, you ain't got to worry about none of that.
It's drama-free. Drama-free. So that's what I like
drama-free. I love that.
Yeah, me too.
And women and guys need to get out of their feelings. And that's why I'm happy that you said drama-free, that you could raise your child. Because we got so many women that do not even want their baby daddies. Their baby daddies do not want their baby mothers. And they cause so much hell. Like, stop it. You're too old for that.
It do. You know, I told my ex, I said, you can leave if you want to. Don't never come back. I said, as long as I got my child, I'm good.
Yep.
And she used to want to run the streets, and she still runs the streets all the time. I said, you got to run the streets, and I'm staying out the streets. I'm staying focused on my child. I ain't got time.
Yeah.
Because people got to realize when you got kids in a relationship, you got to focus on that child. I can't have you telling me that you spend more time with your child than you are you. Well, guess what? He's going to be around lifetime. You may not even be around for a long time. But that child going on. So we have to look at all of that. So speaking of that, and I will say that I wish Nicki Minaj and Meek Mill's best. Will it work out? We don't know. Right now, it's not working out. She's not wearing a ring on her finger. Now, they're not saying what's going on with that. But I will say that it's sad news. We got more sad news to report, y'all. T.I. and Tiny is no longer together. Your girl Tiny.
Yes, Tiny.
Here's what happened, y'all. I followed this story.
Yes, T.I. and Tiny, y'all.
You know, they've been together for a long time. Well, finally, Tiny got to the point where she went up to the court and she filed for a divorce. She got tired of his bullcrap. She said she was tired of him cheating on her. She was tired of him doing this. She was tired of him doing this. And she just gave him his papers and told him he had to go. She said she has done enough with him. So she said, forget it. I'm going to the court and get the paperwork. And she got the paperwork. And she is a free woman as of 2017, baby. She is on the market. But she said She said she is not ready to get into a relationship. She's going to just focus on her family. But she was just tired of the bull crap. She said he would lie, cheat, and do everything. She just got fed up with it. And, oh, well, T.I. gave her her wish. So that the question is now, was T.I. messing around all that time? Because what man would give up if he didn't really love Y'all tell me something ain't right.
Mm-hmm.
What you got to say about that?
Well, what I got to say is, you know, I heard a lot of people saying, you know, T.I., he could do better than Tiny and all this. But everybody got to realize, Tiny had money when she met T.I.
She
was well getting established and stuff. She helped him get on. So at the end of the day, you know, I heard little stories that Tiny messed with, you know, May
Weathers and stuff, and Tiny done did this or Tiny done did that. But, you know, when they do the little show, it seemed like he really loved her. But what I got to tell everybody is,
girl, that's a bomb.
That's a show.
That's a
you need to see what goes on behind black doors. He said he loved his family. He loved all this and this and this. If you love that woman like you said you did, you wouldn't even try to accept no divorce. You would be like, oh, we're going to work this out right now. What we got to do to work this out? So, obviously, she needed to go. It must have been something there that was missing. And she did hold him down. He went to jail, and she was right there beside him, taking care of the kids and everything.
Wow.
And I'm pretty sure singers and rappers go out there and mess around. I'm pretty sure that happens all the time.
Oh, yeah. And it's not gonna stop happening. It's going to keep on happening. It's going to keep on happening. These celebrities... these celebrities are just crazy. I would not want to be a celebrity and have to go through what they go through.
I agree.
I just wouldn't want to do that. Well, y'all, it is sufficient. We're gonna close it off early, but we'll be back tomorrow. You got anything you want to say?
Bye, everyone, and y'all have a wonderful night.
Wait a minute, it ain't time to go yet, is it? We going in a minute, but
you
got
close
off
early.
She was like, "Wow, I want to go now." All right, we are getting ready to close it up early. It's 8:09. Hope everybody have a wonderful night, and we will be talking again with tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow, y'all. Make sure
tomorrow
y'all here
night,
tomorrow.
Yes, 7:00 right here on Blog Talk
Radio.